Okay, to review, we've been talking about psychologist Erik Erikson and his 8 stages of psychosocial development. And you'll recall that each stage is expressed in terms of a conflict that ideally the developing person resolves in order to move on to the next stage. So for example, the first stage, basic trust versus mistrust, this is a process that goes on for many years. But the establishment of basic trust happens from birth to about age 2. So moving ahead, today we're looking at stage 5, roughly the adolescent period, which covers about ages 12 to 16. Erikson's terms for this stage are identity versus role confusion. And the primary work of an adolescent in the psychosocial realm is to firmly establish their individual identity. If they're unable to do this, there's a danger of what Erikson called role confusion, or not being able to make good choices, or even know what your choices are when it's very important to do so. There are a few components to this work. One of the really big challenges of this period is that this is also the time of physical and genital maturation, which is terribly confusing for kids. It hardly matters what you tell them about what's going to happen to their bodies. The experience of it and the rapidity of the physical growth is just really shocking. You may have had the experience of not seeing someone who is 14 years old for a couple of months, and when you see them again, they've grown 6 inches. And kids who are going through this are very, very self-absorbed and worried about being socially accepted. So that in the midst of this physical change, there's a demand socially and psychologically by the individual and by the people around him or her to grow up, to establish a psychological identity, ego identity, to be able to think beyond their own physical feelings, and to keep hold of that basic trust that they're going to make it through this period. And it is a really major challenge. And lots of kids hit the wall a few times before they actually feel confident and in control of their own direction. Although most kids do make it through okay. There's another material challenge that arises in this work of establishing identity, and that is making a choice about one's career, one's work. More and more kids successfully postpone this choice for a few years without too much worry by continuing their education. But even so, there's a surprising amount of anxiety that people have researched over the years in the area of career choice for adolescents. And then, another big part of this work involves the whole question of falling in love and gender identity. All of that comes way to the fore during this period. And it's important in terms of ego identity because finding someone who you can fall in love with brings up new aspects of yourself that didn't need to be touched before. And it's quite a dramatic change. And one hopes that it's a wonderful change, but sometimes not. And in any case, very challenging.